It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick with you today. Smallpox was one of the deadliest diseases in human history. The virus killed an estimated 500 million people in the 20th century alone. Then in the 1970s, armed with a simple and effective vaccine, the World Health Organization undertook a massive eradication campaign. Dr. Larry Brilliant was on the ground with the WHO in India at that time.
Sometimes I would go into a village and there'd be bodies stacked like cords of wood and eyes blinded by the disease, boils all over his or her body. Mothers would come and bring their children and say, "Doctor, heal my child." And there was nothing you could do.
After just a few years, in 1979, Brilliant and his colleagues were successful, and smallpox was declared eradicated. The smallpox story and what answers it might have for today's epidemics is the subject of the latest dispatch from our friends at the Retro Report. Umbring Butt is a producer for Icona Media and was a freelance producer for Retro Report on this documentary.
The task was immense. In India alone, you had over 100 million households visited by vaccinators repeatedly to check for cases of smallpox and to vaccinate children against the virus.
The eradication of smallpox was successful, but then you throw this whole story forward to polio. Polio, we thought, was eradicated. It was eradicated in the West. What's happened to polio vaccination in the last 15 years?
Well, so polio had been largely confined to Asia and Africa, and from 118 countries in 1988, when the polio eradication campaign was initiated, we are now down to three countries. That's Afghanistan, Nigeria, and Pakistan. And ironically, all three of these countries are countries where extreme militancy exists. In Pakistan, the Taliban had banned polio vaccination. And now in Nigeria, you have entire sections in the north. These regions are off bounds because they're under the control of Boko Haram. So vaccinators cannot get in or out. And there are children who are going unvaccinated.
You spoke to an expert called Heidi Larson. She's director of the Vaccine Confidence Project at the London School of Hygiene.
The underlying issue was distrust. When you have a vaccine that's brought to your door repeatedly, when you're not getting many of the other very basic health needs that you feel like you need more, it prompts suspicion.
There is already a suspicion that exists where people feel like they're being counted. But then in 2011, when the CIA commissioned a fake vaccination campaign, what they wanted to do was collect blood samples from the bin Laden residents in order to check the DNA samples.
And so that means that all of these decades of conspiracy theories about American CIA involvement in vaccination programs actually became true in 2011. Let's listen to Heidi Larson.
A decade ago, I could confidently go to communities and sit with them saying, you know, this is for the best interest of children. This is not a covert effort. And I could not say that now.
Well, so what the fake vaccination campaign did was essentially it gave credence to conspiracy. By 2014, there was almost 300 cases of polio-induced paralysis in Pakistan, which was a 15-year high. And interestingly enough, the Pakistani strain of the polio virus actually spread to Egypt, Syria, and Palestine. So you can also look at the movement of the virus as the movement of jihadists. So there are two sides of it as well.
The overwhelming success of mass vaccination in the past and the challenges of vaccination in the present. Umring Butt, producer for Icona Media and freelance producer for the latest Retro Report. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.